Welcome to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Dr. Davis begins a new series this week called Desperate Housewives, the test and trial Sarah faced when God told her aging husband Abraham in Genesis 12 that he would be the father of many nations. Sarah, confused and not understanding God's promise, decided to take matters into her own hands as she doubted God's promise. Here's Dr. Davis and Desperate Housewives, the real life story of Sarah, wife of Abraham, feeling desperate in hope of a son.
We can learn a lot from women in the Bible. The Lord used women to do great things, like to be a judge, to be the mother of Jesus, and to be queen for such a time as this, to save the Jewish nation. A famous role in the Bible is found in Genesis, the mother of the spiritual promise, which Sarah had the honor to fulfill. To briefly introduce Sarah, she was Abraham's wife and was also his half-sister. The Bible states that she was blessed with beauty, but also barrenness. In Genesis chapter 12, Abram is called out of Ur of the Chaldeans at age 70. He goes to Canaan by way of Haran, and it takes approximately 5 years. Abram was given a covenant known as the Abrahamic Covenant, which is the promise of the spiritual heritage for the Israelites. It goes like this. In Genesis 12:2, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the people of the earth will be blessed through you. Notice I emphasize you. The you in this covenant is Abraham. Does anyone hear Sarah's name mentioned in this blessing? In verse 7 of Genesis chapter 12, the Lord says again, to your offspring, I will give this land. At this point in time, Abraham is 75. Sarah is probably close to that, but realize when you say the word offspring and 75, those two terms do not agree in science for a female. For a male to father a child at this point, it is possible, as it was for Strong Thurmond at this age, but a female would need a miracle at this point. But when we look in the natural, that is what we tend to believe, right? If it doesn't make sense logically, then we think it is not possible. So we assume it doesn't apply to us or it will not happen, even though the Lord tells us, file this point away and I will come back to it later. Let's move on to Genesis chapter 15. Abram, since chapter 12, separated from Lot, rescued Lot from kings who had captured him, and Abram sacrificed to Melchizedek. After this sacrifice, the Lord gives Abraham a vision. Let's read Genesis 15, 1 through 7. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. But Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus? Then Abram said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven, and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to inherit it. Is Sarah mentioned anywhere in this covenant? Verse 6 says that Abraham believed, and he credited it to him as righteousness. In the second covenant again, it is all about Abraham specifically. A son coming from your own body will be your heir. Let's look back to Sarah. If you're Sarah, you're thinking, your husband is 75 years old, and the Lord has only said to him that I will make you into a great nation and that your name will be great. So Abraham waits. Now your husband is between 80 and 85, and the Lord speaks to him again and says, from his own body, he will have a son, and his descendants will outnumber the sands on the seashore. Abraham believed, and the Lord credited it to him as righteousness.
Dr. Davis continues her series on Desperate Housewives as she explores deeper how Sarah got off track by getting on the wrong side of God's will. Dr. Davis compares the contemporary church to Sarah's dilemma and how today's church may be missing out on God's blessing. If you would like to contact Dr. Davis, you can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com and write to her at P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. She would be delighted to hear from you. She's available for speaking and ministry engagements at churches, conferences, and radio and television interviews. Truth Matters is a production of the Truth Network.